many of you wish you were different? Like, I wish I was taller. I wish I was shorter. I wish I was faster. I wish I was smarter. I wish I had more stuff. I wish I had a different color hair. You know, we all sometimes wonder about that. And let me tell you, I wasn't always this tall. When I was a kid, I was the smallest person in my class every single year. And people would make fun of me. They'd call me names like Small Guy Rye, French Fry Rye. And you know what they would do to me? They would come up to me, they'd take their arm and rest it on my head and say, wow, just the perfect height for an armrest. I didn't like it. It was no fun, and it made me begin to wonder in my head, like, why did God make me this way? Am I special? Why do I have to be short? Why do I have the parents that I have? Why do I live where I live? Why am I like me and not like someone else? Now, I imagine there's some of us in here who often wonder that as well. Like, why am I this way? Now, for Summer Explosion, we've been learning about a dude by the name of Joe, which Joe is short for Joseph. Can you say Joseph? Joseph. Awesome. We've been learning about Joe and his adventure, and in order to tell the story of Joe today, I'm gonna need someone to be Joe. I'm looking for someone to be Joe. I'm looking for right back there in the green, right there. Yep, come on up here, bub. Come on up here, stand right here. Look at them, okay? This is Gavin. Everyone say, hi, Gavin.
Hi,
you ready for this? Your name's not Gavin anymore, you're now Joe, you got it? Okay, he's Joe. Now, Joe here, he is the youngest in his family. He's got 10 older brothers and sisters. How many here have older brothers or sisters? Yeah, a lot of people do. Young kids, the big kids in the chairs. I think I saw some hands raised online there too. Yeah, lots of people have older brothers and sisters, and sometimes it's not fun to be the youngest. Joe, sometimes it's not fun to be the youngest. Sometimes it's not fun to be the youngest. Give him a hand! There we go! He got this. Yeah, but you know what? Joe probably wondered, well, I'm just the littlest. I'm just the youngest. I'm not sure what I can do, but that didn't mean he was not special. His dad thought he was special. As a matter of fact, his dad said, Joe, you're special. I want to give you something so that everyone knows that you're special. And so Joe's dad gave him a new coat. But we're not in Joe land right now. We're in Mario land. And so instead, here's what we're giving Joe. Joe's dad gave him a new hat. There we go. Perfect. Doesn't he look awesome in that hat? He looks special. Give him a hand. There we go. Great. Now, not only did Joe's dad think he was special, but God thought Joe was special. As a matter of fact, when Joe was sleeping, there we go, God gave him a dream, and in this dream, there was a sun, there was a moon, and there were 10 stars, and they all bowed down to Joseph. Ooh, what do you think that dream might mean? Who could be a sun, a moon, and 10 stars? What? Tell me. Who could it be? Oh, their family, right? Their family. Like Joe's family. Wait. That means in his dream, his family was bowing down to him? That sounds kind of cool. You see, what God was showing him was that, Joe, you're special and that I have plans for you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29, it says that God has plans for you, plans to give you a future, plans to give you hope, and they're good plans. Now, this is a cool thing that not only was it for Joe, but this is also for all of us. God has a plan for you. It's a good plan to give you hope and a future. Now, Joe here, though, he's thinking, wow, everyone's going to bow down to me. Wow, everyone's going to bow down to me. Wow, everyone. Yeah, I think he's starting to get it. Let's see. Wow, everyone's going to bow down to me. He's like, yeah, I'm tough. This is awesome. And we're giving him a hand. Yeah, he's doing good acting out this part of Joe. But we need some people to be Joe's brothers. Joe's brothers. Okay, I'm looking for Joe's brother. That looks like a Joe's brother. I'm looking for another person. That looks like a Joe's brother. And I'm looking for right there. That looks like a Joe's brother. Let's give them a hand as they come up here. We got three people. We're going to introduce ourselves to them. Okay, this is Jed. Everyone say, hi, Jed.
Hi.
Okay, this is Beckham. Everyone say, hi, Beckham.
Hi, Beckham.
And where's your tag? There it is. This is Nathan. Everyone say, hi, Nathan.
Hi. Woo.
Okay, you're no longer Jed, Beckham, and Nathan. You're Joe's bros. Okay, you got that? Joe's bros. Now, you're standing in a line facing Joe, and Joe's like, you're gonna bow down to me. And you know what? These guys, they're like, we're not having any of that. And you're like, speak to the hand. Speak to the hand. Look away, speak to the hand. Right, give them a hand. These are top rate actors we got here. We paid top dollar for them, yeah. Okay, now, whenever someone's being mean to you, you tend to want to be mean back. That's kind of in our nature, like something that's kind of natural that comes out. When someone does something mean to me, I'm gonna hurt them even worse. And this is how the brothers felt, because Joe was kind of being mean, saying, eh, eh, eh. But one day, Joe's dad said to the bros, hey, y'all, go over and take care of the mushrooms over there, the piranha plant, okay? Go over there, take care of the sheep or the piranha plant. Did they go do it? Did they do it? Then give him a hand for listening properly. There we go. And Joe's dad came over to Joe and said, hey, Joe, I'm wondering how your bros are doing. I need someone to go spy and tell them. I mean, I need you to go check up on them. And so can you do that, Joe? So Joe began coming over to where the bros were at, taking care of the piranha plants. And the bros saw Joe coming. And they're like, oh no, it's Joe. Give them a hand, that's awesome, yeah. Okay, and so they were thinking that Joe has been so mean to us, and look at, he think he's all that in a bag of chips with this cool hat on. We're gonna do something mean to him. He's never gonna be mean to us again. And so when Joe shows up to where they're at, they capture him. Okay, they got him, there we go. And they drag him over to the pit of despair all the way over here. Oh man, put him in the middle. They put him in the middle. And when they put him in the pit of despair, it turns out it was a green tube. Lift it up, boys. There we go, he's gone. He's in a green tube. And they're like, wow, ha ha. How's it feel now? No one's bowing down to you now, and they're just keeping them in the tube. But then one of these bros has this brilliant idea. Bing! Let's be even meaner to them. Because at that time, there were some travelers coming by who were headed to Egypt. They're like, hey, let's sell our brother to those people going to another country. And at first glance, this seems kind of crazy, but how many of you have ever wanted to sell away your brother or sister? Yeah, I mean, that's what they literally did. So they got him out of the tube, and they sent him away to Egypt. See you later, alligator. Oh man, there he is. He's in Egypt now. Bros, thank you for your service. We need for you to head backstage as we clap for you. Backstage, no, not on the floor. On the floor, backstage. You get to go backstage. There we go, ha ha. They're like, wow, this is awesome. Oh, man. But you know what? When someone's mean to us, we want to be mean back. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 that we should do to other people what we want them to do to us. So it doesn't matter if they're mean or nice to them. We want people to be nice to us. So Jesus is saying we should be nice to them no matter what. That we should treat people well. Now, someone who's not being treated very well is Joe. Joe, come on out here. You're in another country now, Egypt. And they're putting you to work, and they're trying to figure out what good skills you got, and they realize, we think he can plumb. So he's gonna be the plumber. So Joe, I need you to go work on those big pipes over there. Go work on those pipes. He's awesome. Give him a hand. There we go. Working on those pipes. Now, he's working on the pipes in a castle that belongs to King Koopa and a princess. I'm going to need someone to be King Koopa and a princess. And so I'm looking for a King Koopa, King Koopa. I'm thinking right there, you look like a King Koopa. Yep, come on up here. And I need a princess. Princess, who's going to be? Excuse me, Denver. I'm right here. Bailey, come on up here, be the princess. Okay, come on over. Okay, so we need to meet you guys. Come stand right here next to each other. Okay. Right here, this is Bailey. Everyone say, hi, Bailey.
Hi.
And right here, this is Arbor. Everyone say, hi, Arbor.
Hi, Arbor.
Okay, you're no longer Arbor. You're King Koopa. So King Koopa goes, Err. Give him a hand. That's awesome. Okay. And Bailey, you're no longer Bailey. You're the princess. So I need you to smile like a princess for all of them. Give her a hand, that's awesome, okay. So, King Koopa, you're in charge of the castle. Go hang out over there in that part of the castle over there. Princess, you're gonna sit on the stool right there. Oh, you got that? Okay. Oh man, and over here we notice that Joe is busy being the plumber, working. And the princess sees Joe over there and she's like, I kinda like him. I think he should be my boyfriend. And she's like, wow, like, is that what you're thinking? Like, wow, he should be your boyfriend? And you're like, no. But we're pretending because this is not our story, this is Joe's story, it's in the Bible, right? Okay, so Princess is like, wow, Joe, I think he should be my boyfriend. And he's like, hey, Joe, come on over here, be my boyfriend. Oh, man, now here's the deal. Joe here knows that Princess is off limits because Princess belongs to who? The king. And the king, what's the sound the king makes? Ruff, okay, ruff, there we go. And so there's a certain thing that happens in any Mario games that whenever Mario sees a star like this, he gets to run away as fast as he can and no one can stop him. And that's exactly what happened when Joe was faced with someone wanting him to do something that is wrong. It's like he grabbed a star and went crazy running around the stage. And he's gonna run away behind stage. There we go, give him a hand, there we go. Because here's the deal. There are times where people want us to do something that we're not supposed to do. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that we need to run away from bad things and we need to try to do what is right. We got to try to do what is right, to not do wrong things. Let's give a hand to Princess and King Koopa as they head back to their seats. Okay. Now, I think we're going to need Joe back here today. Joe, where are you? Joe, where is he? Joe, come on out. Oh, there you are. Okay, come on out. Okay, so Joe. Well, remember, you were just the plumber, and that was the princess. And because you ran away from her, she went and told King Koopa, and King Koopa said, go to prison. And so you're now in the dungeon, and you're spending lots and lots of time in there. As a matter of fact, you've been in the dungeon so long that you got older. We need a way to know that Joe is older. There we go. Joe is older. Give him a hand, there we go. Wow, you're looking like your older brothers. Okay, so Joe is in prison, but all the while that he's in prison, he doesn't forget about God. No matter what good things were happening in his life or bad things are happening in his life, Joe puts God as the first place in his life. He's like, God, I'm still gonna love you no matter what's happening in my life. And God sees Joe and God says, Joe, I'm going to help you with some more dreams. I'm gonna help you help your country. And it turns out that he was able to tell the king of all of Egypt that there was going to be a crisis where there was going to be no Chick-fil-A for many, many years. that they need to start saving chicken sandwiches now and chicken nuggets now so that there would be plenty of chicken later on. And the king said, wow, you're smart. I'm gonna put you in charge of all the Chick-fil-A's in all of Egypt. So, Job, why don't you have a seat right there? He's in charge of all the Chick-fil-A's in all of Egypt, and he gets to decide who gets food. That sounds like a good job, doesn't it? So you're no longer plumbing, you're now the main food distributor. Chick-fil-A franchisee, there we go. That's him, he's got in charge of chicken sandwiches. Do you like them with pickles? No, with no pickles, okay. So he's passing out all the food and making sure everyone has plenty, but where are Joe's brothers? Joe's brothers. Where are Joe's brothers? Oh, there they are, give him a hand. Now Joe's brothers, they've been living back in their country and they didn't have anyone as smart as Joe, so they used up all their chicken sandwiches and they no longer had any food and they're hungry. They're really hungry. You can visibly see that they're starving to death. Give them a hand. That's some good acting right there. Okay, they're starving to death. And then they had this light bulb idea. Bing. Maybe we should go over to Egypt. We heard they have lots of Chick-fil-A sandwiches over there. Maybe we can ask the head dude, the head boss of all the food, if we can have some. And so they traveled all the way to Egypt. They traveled, and then they got to line up on the step before the king, or before the boss of the food, and they didn't want to disrespect him, and so they bowed down before him. Well, just stay bowing down, and you're going to ask, can you please give us some Chick-fil-A? Oh, man, you know what? Here's what's crazy. Go ahead and kneel down on your knees, There, all in a row like this. Okay, good, perfect. Okay, now, here are the brothers bowing down before Joe. They can't recognize Joe because, remember, he's gotten older. They don't know what he looks like, okay? But Joe recognizes them. And Joe could be mean to them, couldn't he? He could, but remember, we should do to other people as we want them to do to us. That's what Jesus said. Joe did not choose to be mean. But do you see what's happening? The dream that he had when he was a little boy, where the sun, the moon, and 10 stars would bow before him, what's happening right now? They're bowing down before him. And God put him in a special spot, not because he's worthy, not because he's awesome, not because he's in charge, but God put him in a spot to save his family from dying of hunger. Pretty cool. So Joe says, come on up here, bros. I got Chick-fil-A for you. I didn't hear you, Joe. Come on up here, bros. I got Chick-fil-A for you. And pass out sandwiches with no pickles. And they ate sandwiches, and they were full. Let's give a hand to our actors here today. You may head back to your seat, Joe. Thank you very much. I'm going to keep this, but you can keep the mustache. You can be older today. Okay, there we go. Now, in the Bible, Jesus also talked about in Matthew chapter 6 that when we're worried about all the things happening in our life, there's only one thing we need to be doing, and that one thing is this. That we need to put God as number one. No matter if everything's going great or everything's going terrible, we got to put God as number one. And he said, if you put God's kingdom first in your life, first, then he takes care of everything else. And so that means that whether or not you are a kid, it's part of Summer Explosion, or whether or not you're one of our big kids that are watching from the chairs, big kids, or whether or not you're one of those bigger kids that are watching online, this is not just for the kids, this is for all of us. No matter what's going on in your life, if you put God as number one, he'll take care of the rest. That's the key. That's what Joe did, and that's how his dream came true. And it wasn't his dream, it was God's dream for him. We're gonna take a moment right now to pray. And while we're praying, here's something I want you to consider praying, both kids, the kids down here, and also the kids out there, big kids, right? We want to pray, say, God, help me to put you as number one in my life. Help me to always look to you no matter what's happening. No matter if it's great or it's awful, I'm gonna love you. So let's pray. God, we're so thankful that we got to have Summer Explosion this week. We got to help kids know you. And God, we were challenged with your word by hearing the story of Job. And God, we're thankful that we can see in the story of Job that it didn't matter whether it was the highs or the lows, he still puts you as number one. And in the end, you took care of him. You blessed him, and you saved his family through him. And God, we've got lots of kids in this room. We got kids on the floor, but we got big kids out in the chairs. We got kids, big kids watching online. God, I pray that we would all decide this, that we'd say, God, I want you to be number one in my life. No matter what's happening, whether it's good times or bad times, highs or lows, God, I'm going to put you first because your promise is that you'll take care of the rest. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen.